Welcome to the Returnix podcast. So excited to be back. Today, I have an off-the-cuff conversation about my reading goals, what I want to see 2026 to look like, a look back at 2025, and the best of what I actually realized, what I learned about myself. As many of you, I've been in a reading slump for some time. I started over the year listening to mostly audiobooks. I'm surprised that I actually had about 35 star reads because I was like, wow, a good star read, but I didn't. I actually found really different books that I really enjoy. When I really discovered 2025 to be a year of rediscovering what I like and trying to actually set boundaries of what I just don't have the interest whatsoever. And so it's been an interesting year of curating a feed that allows me to engage in topics that I'm actually passionate about, that I'm interested, that I'm actually curious, and I want to keep reading more. And then letting go of those who are like really loud, but they're just like not the right fit for me. So let's talk about what my reading life will look like in terms of genres, because I think that's an interesting dynamic. For about 10 years, I've been reading romance mostly. By romance, I mean historical romance, contemporary romance, sports romance, dark romance, a little bit of paranormal. About 5 years ago, I tried to make paranormal work. It did not work. I tried so badly. I've read fantasy, I read YA fantasy, romantasy, early contemporaries, all the big names. It was great until I got bored. And about 2 years ago, I decided to just give it a try. I started with Freedom and reading some popcorn thrillers. And I was like, just be fun, just to kind of get it out of the way. They're propulsive, they're plot driven, they're just kind of like twists and turns. They're not really big literature, but it really fit the need. But then later on, I was like, you know what? I don't need the gory. I don't need someone to be in a high stress situation. So why don't I just try cozy mysteries? And I really did fall in love with cozy mysteries. In 2024, I read about 100 of series starters. I just kept jumping around from series to trying to figure out what was my taste. One of the lot things is that a lot of new mysteries were coming out. A lot of romance authors were writing mystery rom-coms or mysteries with a lot of romance plot line. And so I started to read a little bit of not just the cozy mysteries that we typically see with the tarot and the amateur sleuth, but then I started reading some of those more millennial mysteries where it's set where they're set in a big city, or they have a little bit more gory, a little bit more true crime aspect of it. And there's not just a quiet amateur sleuth who just don't know. And so I really enjoy those mysteries. And I was like, okay, we're just going to keep reading more of that. And so I let go of the popcorn thriller. I took a break from mostly romance, and then I just started reading some like cozy and mysteries. And one thing I realized this past year is that I just jump around to different places. Another area where I decide to add on new books to read is nonfiction, which you would think. I'm like, I've been reading fiction for most of my life. But there was something to be said about nonfiction of topics that I was interested or topics that I was curious or how it was weaved together that read like fiction. And so I read a lot of pop culture nonfiction, and I've done a couple episodes about this from TV shows in the 90s and 2000s to actually movies. I read about books about history, about stores. I'm reading a book about an art heist and all the fun stuff and like rich people behave about me. So it has elements that I like about fiction into nonfiction. Because sometimes the real world is where things are just much more crazier than we think. So a couple of months ago, I decided, you know what, let's just figure out what's going to work for me, because I've been struggling with decision paralysis. I've been sampling a bunch of books and I just don't want to finish any books, or I just don't know what to read next. I really struggle. And unfortunately, unlike when I started this platform where I had no idea what to read next, and I need the recommendations. Now I'm on the other side where I have too many recommendations and I'm like, what am I supposed to do in my life? So I need to curate and collate and just cull the recommendations to what's my reading taste will look like. So I made some boundaries because I'm a queen of boundaries. I love putting things together. And it doesn't mean that the boundaries are set that I'm never going to do this ever again. There's flexibility. There's like a lot of like space. But I needed to make some decisions for me to help me decide what to do. And I'll tell you what happens afterwards. So a couple of decisions I made was, one thing I did was I reached out to my friend Francesca for Under the Covers Book Blog. She's one of my besties and she is a total romance reader, but she understands my romance take. And so I was like, Francesca, help me decide what I need to focus on. And so she was like, I think you're contemporary. I think you're cozy. But I think you're contemporary. You like mysteries. You like specific things. I think contemporary is where you want to go. You may want to do some historicals, but I don't see you reading historicals. And I was like, I haven't read historicals in 5 years. So we're just not going to do this. And I've tried paranormal work, and she has tried so kindly, but it just doesn't work. But I was like, okay, so we're doing contemporary. Dark stuff. I like mafia. I like horror, dark horror romance, but I don't like the dark romantic tragedies or stuff like that. So I was like, okay, we're not doing this. And I have some trigger warnings that I just avoid sexual assault. Nothing said, just for the sake of doing this. I just don't care. I like cheating. I like love triangles. I like inks. So I'm probably not going to go for a white shoes or a megaverse because I just don't care about the too many logistics of it. I want to simplify. I'm like, I just want you to just be angst about the decision. So if I like romance, when I think about romance and stuff like that, I really like the new adult, like the angsty about it, the toxicity, or I like the vibes. I like the ones is the vibes are going to go with it and all the fun stuff. I also like emotional arcs or ideas or you're growing with it. So I do tend to be more in the traditional published in a more women's fiction arc situation. I like some other growth that I want to see beyond just I lost my job, I lost a parent, I have grief. I want to see some growth within yourself, like some external conflicts. I also love the mystery rom-com genre. I'm not a big on romantic suspense, except that I like old school romantic suspense. I like Julie James, but I just don't care about the Catherine Cowles. I'm like, I don't care about that. But I like some stuff. So I like the mystery rom-com where there's like a mystery they're working together. I like they're trying to solve something. I like the external conflict that drives the story. And so in that sense, I realized I was like, okay, I like queer books. I like a lot of BIPOC queer books, underrepresented. So it made a decision. I was like, what am I going to read? So a couple of things will look like. I'm going to focus on new romances as opposed to backlist titles. Because I've done a lot of backlist titles over the past year. So I've read about 1,000 romances at this point. If I'm missing out, I'll go back to it. But for the most part, I'm just going to go for new romances and traditional published romances. And now I know what elements I like and what can I pick and choose to try. I'm also doing a menu approach where I just set up collections on my Kindle with different books based on month when they're releasing or based on tropes and specific things. So then I know if I'm feeling this mood, then I can choose that mood and I can go towards it. In terms of indies and KU books, there is something to be said about where I am and what I want to see in the future. In KU books, I'm going to look for hidden gems. I'm going to look for new releases that are actually not the tried and true, the big popular authors. There will be some of them that I do read, that I do enjoy, but for the most part, I'm probably going to look for new authors, new emerging voices to try to test out, is this going to be worthwhile? I really love and try to discover authors before they become big. I read Elsie Summer before she was big. I read Sarah Kate before she was big. I read Paisley Hope before it was indie. A lot of these indie to try pop. I read a lot of them in the early days when the covers are not perfect and all these different things, but the vibes are there. And so I really want to focus on that attention as opposed to the specific. I'm also focusing on tropes that I really like. I like small town. I like rom-coms. I like funny rom-coms. I like holiday books. I will look for tropes that I really like. I'm probably not going to go really deep into specific things. I may try historicals as indies because that's where there's thriving. So I may go back to the historical in that space as opposed to the other space. When it comes to mysteries, as I said, I really love this genre a lot. I would love to read Agatha Christie, and maybe that's something I would take as a project. I know Victoria from Biblical Lifestyle has given me, she's my expert. She has given me some like tips to try out, try to get started. But I really love like mysteries are just like a little bit elevated. They're not quite thrillers, but they're just mysteries. And I like some cozy mysteries. A cozy mystery seems to be an interesting dynamic because with the loss of Max Paperback, we're losing series, we're losing specific things, and some new series are emerging, but they're coming, they're being sold as trade paperbacks, they might be elevated. And so it's going to be like an interesting dynamic. I think Cozies is having the same moment that it had with historical romances, where we lost how they're getting published. So it's going to be interesting, but I'm really excited for a lot of the new mysteries are coming in. A lot of new authors are writing mystery space. And so more to come with that. And I'll try to do more episodes because I think it's a genre that's not been talked about, but there's new trends are coming. So publishers are investing in new books in this genre. And I think it's a fascinating genre. It is fun. It is great for PTSD people like me who have a lot of triggers, who cannot be really high stress. And it just quiets your mind, but at the same time, it has a little bit of pleasure in. Okay. What are the areas where I'm definitely not, they're likely to see less for me? I'm not going to say never, but you're likely to see less. Fantasy, romanticy, paranormal, unless it's vampires. Vampires is the only one, but werewolf shifters, any type of specific things, that's no. That's just no, because I don't like it. I don't have the time to invest in a world building. I don't have time to invest in 1,000 pages. I don't have time to invest in a long space. Like, I just don't. So that's a big area. In terms of literary fiction, I've tried a couple here and there based on what Laura from Laura at the Library, my friend, who has come here. She's my literary fiction go-to contributor. She recommended me and she has a good idea of my taste. And I'm like, okay, this one will work and this one won't work. So I'll try those, but I'm not going to seek out like literary fiction. I may seek out women's fiction or literary fiction with romance or romantic plot driven first, and those will try to seek out. But just straight up literary fiction and beautiful prose to something up, no, it's okay. I'm okay. And historical fiction is another one. I probably won't do, I haven't done World War II and I really don't care about World War II. So if there's any historical fiction that are in the newer historical fiction in the 20th century, I'll try to test it out because we're getting closer to that. And so looking for that. Nonfiction, then we're going to go back to nonfiction. So nonfiction, I'm definitely going to keep going with pop culture and go to specific areas where I like, but nonfiction that is just basically dry, or and that might mean self-help or career or specific areas, nutrition, diet, that will be a no. But if it's a nonfiction about like fun things about pop culture, social studies, different rabbit holes that we're going to go for, I'll definitely go for that. And also, as well as book of essays. I may have a project coming up with memoirs, and so more over that. So there's going to be a little bit of more fiction. So let's talk about some goal setting, which is like I've talked about what works, what doesn't work, and I really will encourage you to do that. I talked about like how to figure out my personal taste, and I think it's an interesting point of reflection when you think about before coming up with goals. So this is a little bit of overreading taste. The process how I came about was I talked to Francesca, but then I went back and I wrote down like some journal questions and I started to identify with my taste, what it will look like. I look at the data of the past reading trackers of when did I get 5 stars and what I didn't like. And I started to come together to make sense of meaning. On the Substack, I'll share like a journal prompt that can help you identify what your reading taste looks like for you. And the one thing I want to tell you, this changes because 10 years ago, I was straight up new adult. And 5 years ago, I was reading like historical romances, I was reading sports romances, I was reading cloth flancets. So it changes. And I think it's accepting that it's always going to be evolving as you discover new genres. Or as you discover new tastes or your life changes or you have new ideas and new expectations and new things are happening. So it is okay. But in the Substack, I'm going to write down, I'm going to share some journal questions that help you come up with those. Reading taste idea. As I realized what my reading taste looks like, I realized actually I was reading more often. Once I figured out what I wanted to read and what it helped me to go through, I was finishing books much more quickly. And not only was finishing books on audiobooks, which was a simple thing that I was doing, I was finishing book on ebook. For the past year, the majority of the books I consumed were audiobooks. It was really rare that I could sit still and finish a book on ebook. And now I'm actually finishing books in 2 days or 3 days. I'm actually enjoying the process. I'm allowing myself to do that. So that sex ways to the goal setting area. One of the areas that I did this year was not to set a numeric goal. I broke up with Goodreads. I said, I'm singing, I'm going to tell you how many books I read. I do track them on an Airtable by myself. But Airtable is kind of weird that you just doesn't give you the actual map, the total to the stuff in the app. So I had no idea how many books I read. So far, I read about 120 something books. And it might be more, it might be less. Next year, I'm just going to keep the running list, the same tracker. So I'm not going to do a new tracker for it. So that way it's easier just to have a compounding data. But one of the things I realized is that when not tracking books, I also had to let go of the idea that I had to read in a Kindle every fucking day. I'm sorry, but some days I don't want to read. And some days I just want to have flexibility. And I talked about this in therapy because I was like, my life is so structured that I have to do everything right now. And the reality is that I just want to just sit still and scroll my phone mindlessly one night a week. And I don't want to feel like, oh my gosh, I need to read at this moment and stuff like that. So I have moved away from the reading streaks. The reality is building a new habit is not an everyday habit. You just have to build consistency with the habit. And so the more you do it, the more easier it gets. Once you have the habit, you can actually have days off. And it's not going to be a case of the fuck it. It's like, that's a big part of it. It's not going to be like, well, I'm not going to read ever again. It's just like, you're going to go back to it. You just have to trust yourself that you're going to go back to it. So now that I have reading streaks, now that I have basically like countdown goal stars and not goal star driven, that has given me some freedom to identify what's going to look like for my reading goals. Because I do want to have some goals, but I just want to have them in a way that allows me to just be present to my day and allow me to enjoy reading again. So that means reading for pleasure. So it's allowing myself to pick genres that I want to pick. I allow myself to talk to authors that I want to talk to, not because they're being pitched or everyone's reading about them and they need to be part of the conversation. It's allowing myself just to be comfortable in my own place of things. I'm like, this is what I'm passionate about. This is what I want to. And you know what? And trusting that I'm going to connect with readers who have similar tastes than me. I don't have to adapt myself to other people's readers. I can allow myself just to be a reader again and be a reader first and have allowed myself to be like, well, you know what? Some people like cozy mysteries and romance and they like mysteries and they like nonfiction, they like pop culture nonfiction. And I can find multiple readers who can fit into different genres and love. I don't have to fit into just one genre and one niche and that's all I'm going to talk about. I can allow myself to talk about the different genres that I love and just pick and choose and everything. So that's allowed myself to actually read for pleasure, read consistently, but don't feel so attached to like it has to be every single day. I have a meditation practice, and this is like a good segue. I have been meditating for about 15 years, but I didn't have a consistent practice until 2020. And I started with like simple 10-minute meditation, 5-minute meditation. And over time, I actually have a pretty strong meditation practice. I can be in meditation for about an hour. I have different techniques, different places. I have different space. And the one thing I can tell you is building the stamina for this for 5 minutes is the hardest part. But once you have that practice, you have that muscle built, you can just go back to it. So it's easier for me to meditate pretty much regularly, not every day, but 5 out of 7 days a week. And the way I do it is by trusting that I can just do it, sit down in the space, and knowing that I can go back to it. So I'm looking at reading the same way, where it's just a reset. It's just something I do for myself because it brings me joy. It quiets my mind. It allows me to just be placed. And so the same way, that doesn't have to be every single day. It can just be most days, and that's okay. So reading for joy, reading for pleasure. Allowing myself just to talk about books that I really enjoy. So hopefully you'll see more content from me saying, oh, well, this book, and this is why you should read it. Allowing myself just to share more from my opinion and what I like about it. In terms of reading ahead, the one thing I had to set a rule is that I can only read ahead 3 months in advance by quarter. And that helps me with overwhelm because I do get a lot of choices. And it also helps me be more curious and be able to tell you within the first of the month, hey, here's the books you need to pick up in January, or here's the books you need to pick up in February. So you don't think too ahead of the game. I'm still a little bit ahead of you, but I'm giving you the heads up of the quick ones that you can actually have those bites. So that's where we are. And this was long running. This is where we are. This is a long rambling about my reading taste, my reading guides, my book goals, intentions this year, no splashy goals, no numbers, just read. And read what you like. And I hope you enjoy this. If you want to have a list of questions, please join the Substack. I have a whatyoureadnextblog.com. You can just join. The link is in the front page. It's free. There's no paywall anymore. So feel free to join. I'll be sharing some more essays and more ideas of how to improve your reading life. from a person who has been struggling and who actually is getting better about it. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great day. Bye.